The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Information out tool.
Yeah, that's Mark Shaw you're hearing in the background there. And Mark Shaw is an author and he's written 20 books or so. The one that I'm fascinated by is The Reporter That Knew Too Much, The Dorothy Kilgallen Story. And Mark is in town for the Festival of Politics. And you're in the Taylor's Hall in Dublin tomorrow night at 7:30. And tickets are still available for £7.99. You're in conversation with Sarah Carey. You're very welcome.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much for coming in. So Dorothy Kilgallen, I have to admit, before watching one of your talks, I was blissfully unaware of her existence. Who was she? What did she do?
Well, that's what they'll hear tomorrow night. I never knew about Dorothy at all. There was a famous television show called What's My Line? They guess people's unusual occupations, and Dorothy was a panelist on there. She's a remarkable story because she was a college dropout. She had that television show. She overcame all of the gender issues at the time and became the most famous journalist in the United States. She was syndicated to a number of newspapers, 200 across the country. She covered all the big trials at the time, all of that kind of thing. But I never knew about her being the most credible reporter about the JFK assassination.
Yeah, she had it all because she was a credible journalist, as you say, and we're going to talk more about that. She was a TV personality. She looked great. She was friends with all the stars. She like you compared her to Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, and, unfortunately, when she died at an early age of 52 in 1965, she was erased from the face of the earth. Nobody ever heard of her again.
Okay.
And that was unfortunate because, she became what the New York Post called the most powerful female voice in America. You got to think about that. I mean, that's a big deal.
So she had a weekly column.
Yeah, daily column.
A daily column, sorry. And she started writing about the Jack Ruby trial. Now, Jack Ruby had killed Lee Harvey Oswald, who had killed John F. Kennedy.
Well, we would have to debate that.
Okay, right. Okay. Well, that's what we think, and that's what we were sold. That's the story we were sold. You don't believe that?
Well, no, I don't. And I'm blessed to probably know more about the assassinations than anybody because of Dorothy.
Yes.
She had an 18-month investigation. JFK was a very good friend of hers. Dorothy had, it's interesting, had ties to Ireland, her family coming from County Mayo. She was a great reporter and a woman of integrity, and she looked into the assassinations. And right away, 6 days after the assassination, she started writing these scathing columns. Oswald file must not close. This doesn't make sense about Ruby could go into a basement and kill this guy. I mean, she was going the wrong way on a one-way street when everybody else was looking at Oswald alone. And that's where I picked up on my research through okay. Dorothy.
And she sat in on Jack Ruby's trial.
The reason she's different than every other author or expert, including me, who's written about the assassinations, I've written four books, is she was there.
Yes.
She was at the Jack Ruby trial. She's the only reporter to have interviewed him. She exposed his testimony before that crazy Warren Commission, before it was supposed to be published. So she really was on the track to the truth, was going to publish it in a book for Random House in 1965 when she died.
Okay, so from the outside, looking in, and you've written all those books about it, Jack Ruby, his assassination of Lee Harvey Oswald was random enough.
Well, it was supposed to be.
Yes.
But I uncovered what is right here, the most important historical documents about the JFK assassination ever, the Ruby trial transcripts. A gentleman who had read The Reporter Who Knew Too Much got in touch with me and said, I'm going to give them to you. 2,000 pages I went through. And they were amazing in terms of what I found. For instance, Ruby always said he got into the basement to kill Oswald by accident. Well, right here's the proof in the transcripts. He said he would be there when Oswald was going to be transferred.
Pretending to be a journalist.
Exactly, pretending to be a journalist.
What did he do? What was his profession or what was it?
Well, he's a nightclub owner, but right. He was very much close to the mafia the mafioso in Dallas, which connected then to New Orleans. And he was kind of a mafia wannabe.
Okay.
And basically, he was brought in my opinion, and through the evidence, to silence Lee Harvey Oswald because he was a loose end having to do with those who plotted and killed the President of the United States.
Okay.
No question about it.
So if Ruby was hired to silence Lee Harvey Oswald, what about Ruby?
Well, there was a lawyer named Melvin Belli that many people in your audience may remember. I practiced law with him in the 80s in San Francisco. Belli represented Jack Ruby. And I was able to find out that basically what they did is bring, you have The man who had the most motive to kill JFK was Carlos Marcello, who was a mafia don in New Orleans. He hated Bobby Kennedy. And I look at the assassinations different than anybody else. I look at them why Bobby Kennedy wasn't killed instead of why JFK was. And that makes it all different. Because when Bobby Kennedy, or when Jack Kennedy was killed, Bobby Kennedy became powerless, all right? Hmm. So then you look at Jack Ruby, and you look at Lee Harvey Oswald being one of those people who was involved in JFK's death. Now he gets arrested. Now you bring in Ruby to shoot him and kill him, tie up that loose end. Then you bring in Melvin Belli, the lawyer, to silence Ruby at trial, and that's exactly what happened as well. It's a very common sense situation.
And then Dorothy Kilgallen comes along, and she is following a lead that nobody else is following.
Exactly.
And she is commissioned to write a book.
Exactly.
About Jack Ruby, Lee Harvey Oswald, and the assassination of JFK. And people fear that she's getting too close to the truth.
She made all kinds of enemies.
This is your theory.
No. I don't speculate on
okay,
my books.
This is
primary sources, okay. I promise you. But Dorothy was just about to publish that book. They found her dead in her townhouse in New York City, in a bedroom she never slept in, wearing her false eyelashes, her hairpiece, and her makeup, wearing clothes she never wore to bed. They came in after she died and looked and saw an empty bottle of Seconal and decided right away that she had an overdose of barbiturates combined with alcohol. The medical examiner's office made no sense, their report, when I got a copy of the autopsy, which is in the book. And we found out there were three barbiturates in her system, not one. It wasn't suicide. It wasn't accidental. She was murdered because she was the reporter who knew too much.
And they were in powder form.
Good. You've done your research.
Yes. And why would she take it in powder form?
Absolutely. And that really, really cracked the case open for me and for those people, forensic people who've looked at this, said there's no way she would have accidentally taken it.
So who benefited then from the death of Dorothy Kilgallen?
If she would have exposed Carlos Marcello, J. Edgar Hoover for covering up
the head of the FBI at the time,
FBI, and those people that were involved, there would have been a grand jury investigation.
Okay.
Hoover would have been indicted, so would Marcello, all those people. Dorothy made enemies, and those enemies were responsible for her death.
Okay, there was a chink of light at the beginning of last year where the New York DA said they were going to reopen the case.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was able, after 50 years, to get them to reopen the case. I was on, fire. I thought, this is great. My wife and I went to New York, met with the investigator. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Thorough investigation. Everything went well. I gave them all this evidence about the main suspect who's still around today. And all at once, then I got a phone call and said, you know what? We're going to terminate this investigation. We just don't think there's anything there. And I'll never forget what the AD said. And you know what? We just can't find any harm to her, but we don't know who did it, which is completely contradictory.
Yes.
Made me want to throw up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm still after getting justice for Dorothy. That's what my claim is.
Yeah, and I feel that you are energized by her, and you actually truly believe that she is guiding you in your research.
Some people will think I'm probably crazy, but I'll tell you what, I'm here today because somehow or another she's guided me along. Ever since I found out about Dorothy, she's kind of been the guiding light. I think she chose me to write her story, bring her back to life in some ways. The book became a bestseller. They're going to make a film. I mean, Dorothy, her remarkable career has come back, and I'm proud of that. It's kind of my contribution to history through Dorothy.
So more and more people will be hearing about Dorothy Kilgallen in the next 18 months or so.
Well, yes, and I think Ireland needs to adopt her.
Yeah.
I mean, she was a remarkable woman, as I say. Hemingway called her the greatest female writer in the world, but I'll bet there's very few people in Ireland who have ever heard of her.
Very few.
And we're going to do something about that if I have anything to do with it.
Do you fear for your life?
Well, we're in the same business. You get on the air and you start talking about the truth, it can cause you some problems. Yes, I've had some hacking of email and my Facebook page and things like that, but that's part of the business, you know that.
Mm.
And for the most part, this woman has been revered by people around the world and people have been very thankful. So far, so good. Once in a while, I used to start the car and kind of wonder, but so far, I'm still here.
There's an anniversary around now, isn't there?
Oh, tomorrow is the 56th anniversary of JFK's death. You know, Dorothy died at 52. He died at an early age. It was a senseless death. They wanted to kill Bobby Kennedy. So it's two tragedies because they had their whole lives ahead of them. And I do want to say, a woman of Irish descent absolutely has proven that there was a plot to kill the president of Irish descent. Now, there's something going on there. That can't be by happenstance.
I want to talk to you more. You'll have to come in again when you're in Ireland again, because you're such a fascinating man, and we only touched on one of your pet subjects, and you have many.
Yes, I do.
Mark Shaw is in conversation with Sarah Carey tomorrow in Taylor's Hall in Dublin at 7:30. Tickets are still available, and you can find out more at festivalofpolitics.ie. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you.